This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The oil and gas industry says it's trying to focus on new ways to reach out to an increasingly skeptical public. Community concern is rising as hydraulic fracturing moves into more and more populated areas of the Front Range. KUNC's Ben Berkland attended the Mountain Energy Summit in Denver this week and has more on how the industry is hoping to reshape its image and change the dialogue on fracking.
The annual conference brings together energy leaders from across the country, and much of the discussion this year focused on public anxiety over fracking. Marty Durbin is the president of America's Natural Gas Alliance, a Washington, D.C.-based lobbying group. He says the oil and gas industry can do better.
There are legitimate concerns that people have some empathy. They're not bad people, nor are we, obviously. But I think more broadly as an industry, we've got to be clear in our statements here. This is no longer a conversation about will we or won't we be producing this resource. We are.
The Nature Conservancy's chief scientist, Peter Kariva, told the crowd to be humble and go beyond the numbers.
It's clear the public is not technical. Fine. But don't be arrogant. You've got to approach it with a patience and not start by saying, if only you understood.
The oil and gas industry says it's a pivotal time, especially in places such as Colorado. Residents in several communities along the Front Range are poised to vote on 5-year fracking moratoriums this fall. Longmont voters have already banned the practice. Kelly Giddens is with the group Citizens for a Healthy Fort Collins. She says she wants more studies on how fracking impacts public health, the environment, and property values.
Whether you're drilling for oil or gas, you're using very, very toxic carcinogenic chemicals that we already know are carcinogenic. So, you know, introducing that into neighborhoods where children are playing and eating and breathing and, you know, that's seems problematic to people.
Giddens says she's also disappointed that state lawmakers didn't pass stricter rules this year. Democratic Representative Matt Jones of Longmont agrees. He wants to see legislation to increase fines and the number of well inspections. The two issues were brought up during the last session but failed.
I think we could have done a lot better. It was very frustrating. You know, all we're asking for is for public health to be a priority over people making profits from oil and gas companies, and we didn't seem to be able to get very far.
But state officials and Governor John Hickenlooper say Colorado already has some of the strictest rules and environmental standards in the country. Mike King heads the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. He says there's an understandable fear when an unfamiliar industrial process comes near urban communities. But he thinks the debate is starting to shift.
The sense I get is that some of the dynamics that we were dealing with during the height of the Gasland One era have died down, and we're having a more reasonable discussion about the real impacts of oil and gas, both positive and negative.
King says companies shouldn't dismiss their critics and should try to go above and beyond what's required by law.
This is not a public relations process. This is a community and family outreach process. They need to make these communities understand that they are members of the community, they're vested in the community, they're concerned about their air quality for their own children as well as for the other members of the community. And I think once that level of outreach at the retail level begins to occur, I think that the relationship between industry and some of these communities will change.
The energy sector is rapidly evolving, according to industry experts. Jeff Navin was the chief of staff to former Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. He spoke at the summit and says there's too much focus on regulation and turf wars.
And it seems to be this big fight between renewable energy versus fossil fuels. Well, the future of energy is going to be very different than that. It's going to be fragmented. The pie's going to grow. There's going to be lots of room for lots of new entrants and lots of players. The old assumptions are just going to turn out to be wrong. The old coalitions are going to fall apart and new coalitions are going to form.
And in a nod to reaching out, oil and gas attendees publicly invited Democratic 2nd Congressional Congressman Jared Polis to the conference. Polis recently tangled with the industry after suing to stop a drilling rig from operating near his vacation home. And while it's not exactly a new coalition, Polis has since withdrawn the suit and did show up at the conference. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.